This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. So should I say, welcome back to A Session of Sanity, another, what I believe to be A Session of Sanity here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I mean that seriously, right? I mean, I really appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you've spent just being involved and being engaged. It means so much to me. No, you know what I'm saying, though. I mean, seriously. The reason, and again, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live, head to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You can give me your email address. You know, I send out an email once a week, and, you know, it gives you some information as to who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about, right, and that kind of thing. And or if you want, maybe you want text messaging. Maybe the email thing, you're not really interested. And I know a lot of people don't like, they don't want that many emails. They don't want to have to deal with it. And I get it, and that's cool. That's all good. So let me text you. And the way we do that is you just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And that way there, you know what, we'd let you know the show's coming on. You can blow it off. You can stop it anytime you want to. You're not stuck with it. And I hope you enjoyed the last guest because, you know, Barack Lurie, I met him a couple of years back. And we do approach things very much the same way. Right now, look, just Google his name, Barack Lurie, last name L-U-R-I-E, all right? He has a show on every Sunday morning. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and some other stations across the country, you want to check him out. Great show. I mean, and I mean that sincerely. He's got a great show. You want to listen to, very informative, deals with the stuff the way I do. But, you know, books like his, Rise of the Sex Machines, we have turned, I'll get to the Constitution Day, I promise, but I've said it before, we have become cold in so many ways. We're a society that can easily wipe out a child in the middle of its childbirth. Not a problem. I mean, think about that. We allow 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds to decide what sex they are, what gender. I don't even know what to call it anymore, right? We've become a society with absolutely no absolutes. You cannot have a right or wrong. The left won't allow it. Come on, give this some thought. I want you to work this through. Don't just spew party lines. I want you to think stuff through. Find stuff that's close to your heart. That's the stuff you should be out there touting, pushing on, and informing people about. I think I told some of you guys, I think it was last year, the Gosnell movie, not this past February before. So February 2018. John Sullivan, one of the producers of the Gosnell movie, had him on the show, met him at CPAC. And even by the left, this was the biggest baby butcher in the country. Serial killer, for all intents and purposes. And I am not, for those of you who get squeamish, I am not talking about him having abortions in the womb. I'm talking about him killing babies after they were born. He had no problem doing that. He had parts and pieces of kid around his clinic like they were museum pieces. Trophies, if you would. And I watched the movie, and it affected me a bit. Right up to the point where they were talking about the community. The community was Christian-esque, if you would, conservative Christian-esque type of community, which I couldn't understand how that could survive there, but that's beside the point. But they knew what was going on. They knew that women were dying because of lack of proper services there. They knew the kids were being killed after they were born. Some of the young kids, you know, 17-year-olds that had worked there, so they heard the babies crying in the other room, and he just let them cry until they died. Now, think, they could have been in pain, they could have been hungry, they could have been whatever. And some of you will find this very uncomfortable. It's too bad. It's reality. It may not be your reality. Maybe you've never been through something like this, but it happens. It happens every day. Don't let them tell you they're far and few between, because it's not true. There are more and more doctors being picked up for post-birth abortion, which some people are fine with. But we've got to the point where we're creating a society where gender neutral, person neutral. You can date and have sex with as many people as you want to, any way you want to, maybe even animals. I don't know what the guidelines are anymore. Love really isn't love. It's kind of like, but it's okay. I mean, it's just the gray areas, if you would. I call them wrong, but the gray areas now will outweigh the right and wrong. You don't need to be married. That's a social construct. It was brought, you know, from the old timers. No, it's called commitment. And if you haven't got the guts to make commitment, you shouldn't be having sex. See, if you're one of those people who think that, you know, it's okay to have sex because if you make a mistake, then you got Planned Parenthood there to save your butt and kill that human being. And that person you were with, you only had sex with them two or three times. Anyhow, you actually do about, 25 women a year, and that makes you cool. I mean, all this stupid stuff because there's no values left. You have no value in yourself, in the person you're having sex with, and that baby that you'll eventually kill. We have no value. And that's why our young ladies are where they're at. They don't value themselves. Now, I see it as a school board member. I see it around and about in the community with some of the committees I'm on, the groups I belong to. It's sad. It is sad to see. Which is why the rise of the sex machines is real. And it's going to happen. Check out his book. Joe Messina, your host. I'm not done yet. I'm going to harp on that a little bit more, and we're talking about Constitution Day. Don't go far. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Your host, always a pleasure having you with me. I appreciate you guys so much. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, some of you tomorrow night will not be here. David Sussman will join you, will fill in for me, guest host for me. He's a good guy. Has a clue, knows what he's doing. You know, I just don't hand the show over to anybody. Because, you know, I've got to keep my 27 listeners happy. No, seriously. I mean, he'll be in. He's always got great guests. I trust him. And, you know, again, he's got two of his own shows. Two. I got one. He's got two. Whiskey Politics and the David Sussman Show, both of them. And, you know, you can catch him daily on, what is it, America's News Voice. You know what it is? I can never remember whether to call him AVN or America's News Voice. So he's on there daily. Check him out. Google his name. If you Google his name, you'll find out the rest of them. Really simple. All right, so we're talking about Constitution Day. And, oh, it's so old-fashioned. Why do we care? What's the big whoop? Before I get into the real details as to why it's such a big deal, I want you to know that where your tax money is going. Why, you know, the federal government and the left, they're always about why do you guys hate paying taxes? What's your problem? Well, look, I don't have a problem with the paying of the taxes. You're doing the right things with the money, no problem. You make a mistake once in a while, no problem. But when, you know, 85% of what you're spending the money on is a joke, it's a problem. Now, tax money in California goes to propping up the state colleges and what have you. And USC, which is a state college, University of Southern, Carolina, University of South Carolina, they're offering a course in which students can learn about anime writing, or anime. Is that what they call it? Right, anime writing. While it refuses to comply with a state law mandating a constitutional course. So they won't have a constitutional course. But anime writing is in. For 3 credits, USC students can take Media Writing Advanced, manga, and anime. I don't know what manga writing is. According to the state, at the same time, the school has flouted a state law mandating that students take courses on the Constitution and other founding documents. As a state-funded school, it's imperative that the University of South Carolina be in compliance with state law. It includes a provision requiring class on the Constitution. South Carolina College Republican Chair Will Galloway told a campus reform that teaching the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, and America's founding documents, as well as thinkers such as Locke, Hobbes, and so on, is critical for the broad intellectual development of the university student. Here's the problem. Right? The left has always done this. As much as they want to get away from it, they can't. Remember, and I bring this up on a regular basis because it's very easy to check. In the days of Jim Crow, it was illegal to teach black people how to read. It was illegal to educate them. Because if you educated black people, gee, they might read the Constitution, but that's beside the point. If you educated black people, they might be able to get out of their situation because they would have an understanding. They would have some intelligence. They would have some knowledge. Couldn't have that now, could we? And the left has pounded away at education. You conservatives have allowed them to do this. You conservative educators have allowed them to do this. How many of you conservatives have turned your kids away from education or getting a degree in some kind of teaching because you didn't want to have to put them up with all the loons? And now you have those loons teaching your grandkids and teaching your kids. And look what they've created. We have a society of young people that have no clue, none, nil, zippe, as to what our history is about and how we can't go back to it, how we can't be allowed to have the same situation happen. But we will. So this is just another cycle of the left. And I want some of you clear on this, even my own friends. The far right are not general Republicans. The far left are not general Democrats. I have a lot of good Democrat friends that think like very much like I do. And frankly, most of them have been, their family are lifelong Democrats. They vote Republican. They have Republican principles. I don't know why they don't switch. But I'm not going to argue with them. Why? What good would that give me? 92% of what we talk about, we agree on. Why beat them up to switch? Matter of fact, I like the left believing that they're on their side anyhow. But why would a school, an institution that lives off of federal dollars, why would it be so afraid of teaching that same, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, about all the people and the processes that allow them to exist today, that allow them to be what they are today, have the freedoms they are today. So I'm glad that South Carolina requires it, but ideally students should demand to study these documents because it's the cornerstone of their liberty. Again, it's according to Will Galloway. He's with the College Republicans. Campus Reform reached out and they spoke with the USC Turning Point USA President Julia Johnson. She said it's ridiculous. Every public educational institution should be teaching and reteaching our founding documents from elementary school all the way through college. I agree. Civic education is poor today, and it's because of a lack of educating starting at a young age. We're very upset that USC does not make the founding document course required. I mean, how are these kids, because the teachers aren't telling them, those left liberal professors are not telling these kids how this country truly came about, how they got the free, you know, the irony about all this, when they scream about free speech and they scream about their rights and wanting more money and wanting more education, what allows them to say those things about getting thrown in jail or shot in the head is that same Constitution that they hate, the same Bill of Rights that they hate. And nobody's actually talked to you. Your parents, wake up. Please wake up and explain to your children the reason that you're allowed to speak out in class, the reason you're allowed to have an opposing viewpoint is because of that Constitution. The reason you don't end up in jail is because of that Constitution. President of the College Libertarians at USC, Harrison Otto, told Campus Reform that in today's political climate, we need more young people who understand the importance and the mechanics of our democratic system. USC choosing not to fund such a class would prevent students from having that opportunity. You mean from being educated, from understanding how the process is supposed to work. Why does it scare these educational facilities so much? It seems that there's a push in higher education to completely abandon the precepts and institutions that this nation depends on. Again, understanding why the Constitution is so important. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A former top White House aide has testified at an impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill. After saying Trump haters are trying to take down the president, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski refused to answer Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler about his meeting with the president, as referenced in the Mueller report.
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Hey, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy.
And Lewandowski made clear, no matter how simple the question, he wouldn't go beyond what he told the special counsel.
I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request.
Nadler blasted the limitations that the White House lawyers placed on Lewandowski, charging it's part of the president's effort to obstruct a congressional investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 34 points, the NASDAQ up 32, and the S&P 500 up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Come on, happy music for happy feet. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being with us. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We do want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution, not to be part of the problem all the time. Like, we all have our moments, but please don't be one of them. I mean that sincerely. You know, we make fun of some people on the left for not having any information, spewing the party line, and then I see some of you post stuff, and I go, oh, come on, really? Don't just post the party line. I mean, half the time the party's, you know, trying to get their point across, and I get it, and that's all wonderful and fine and everything, but it's not truth. It's a version of the truth. It's, you know, it's not really true. I'm not talking about anything in particular. I'm just talking about stuff that I read where you bought into a line that you saw on Twitter or somewhere else. It just makes me nuts. So anyway, we were talking about how on college campuses, especially one in particular, University of South Carolina, they have decided that, you know, they have classes on writing, you know, for anime, or anime type of writing, but they won't put money aside for constitutional courses that are required by law. So remember, the law doesn't mean anything. If there's no consequence, then why bother? Because it doesn't mean anything, right? If there's no teeth in it, you're not going to get anywhere. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But let's talk about that Constitution, the one that keeps us from being shot and jailed and a whole bunch of other stuff. I don't think people realize how important it is, that it is because of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that you don't go to jail for some of the stupid things that you've said and done. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. Now, Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, it's observed every year on September 17th, and it commemorates the signing of the Constitution on September 17, 1787. It also recognizes all who, by coming of age or by naturalization, have become citizens, which is really cool. Right? I mean, seriously, look it. I know some of you on the left don't believe this, but there are people that are really, truly, honestly are excited about becoming Americans. They're excited about coming here and being U.S. citizens. They go out of the way to sell everything they have to get here, legally. They take the test, they learn bad English, but they learn English nonetheless. I find it interesting that some of you actually believe it's okay not to know the English language to become a U.S. citizen. Then why bother coming? What are you coming here for? You learn English, you assimilate into the system, if you would. Now notice, I didn't say you give up your culture. You add it to the American culture. You're kind of like the Borg, you know what I'm saying? You add to it. I know all about my Italian heritage. I know about my Sicilian heritage from my families. I know why they came here, how they came here, what they were looking for. They gave up none of that. You think of my grandparents, whatever, became American citizens, all of a sudden it was nothing but hot dogs and beans and hamburgers? Are you serious? What a dull existence that would have been. I have Irish, real Irish friends. Not guys that are named O'Connor and couldn't find Ireland on the map. I'm talking about people whose parents came here from Ireland. And they ate differently. They had different foods. It was great. They had different traditions. It was great. It was celebrated. It wasn't cultural appropriation when they learned how to cook spaghetti and meatballs from my mother and then cooked it at home. I didn't go knocking on the door going, hey, stop that. That's cultural appropriation. Don't be making meatballs that you learned from my mother. It doesn't work that way. I'm not joking. Seriously. So, we want to celebrate everyone. The left wants you to believe we don't. We don't. We do. We want to do it legally. We want to do it in a legal way. We want you to come here legally. We want you to do everything legally. It started in 1940 when Congress passed a joint resolution authorizing and requesting the president to issue annually a proclamation setting aside the third Sunday, I guess it was in May, for public recognition. Of all who had attended the Status of America Citizenship, the designation for this day was I Am an American Day. That's kind of cool, right? You agree? Raise your hand. I want to see you. Hi. In 1952, Congress repealed this joint resolution and passed a new law moving the date to September 17th to commemorate the formation and signing on September 17th, 1787 of the Constitution. The day was still designated as Citizenship Day and retained its original purpose of recognizing all who had attained American citizenship. Really cool. Again, the law urged, ready for this one, civil education, right? Gave it to the states, cities, towns, whatever, to make plans for the proper observance of the day and for the complete instruction of citizens and the responsibilities and opportunities as citizens of the United States. That's cool too, right? Here's what we get from you. Here's what you get from us. Remember, everybody brings something to the table. Even the country brings something to the table. Yes, you get more benefits from us than we get from you. But the true tradesmen, think about this, the true tradesmen that came here from other countries, the true things and that were brought here from other countries. And I'm not talking about parts and pieces. You know what I mean? Right? That's what made this country great. We welcomed others to bring their skills here. We welcomed others to come here and fit in and assimilate and become part of. And we still do today. We want you to do it legally. 2004, under Senator Byrd's urging, Congress changed the designation of the day to Constitution Day and Citizenship Day, added two new requirements to the commemoration of this day. The first is that the head of every federal agency provide each employee with educational training materials concerning the Constitution. That's great. Most don't even know we have a Constitution nowadays. The second is the final each education institution, which receives federal funds, and they should hold a program for students every September 17th. So the idea here is to make sure that people understand we have a constitution, what it means, what it says, how it applies to you, what you bring to this country, what the country brings to you, the importance of what that document is. And truly, as I always say on the show, and I mean it, you understand that it's because of that Constitution and Bill of Rights that we don't have jails overflowing with political prisoners like they do in other countries. Little history behind the I Am an American Day. In 1939, the New York City news tycoon William Randolph Hearst, he suggested the creation of a holiday to celebrate American citizenship. Not only did Hearst have a wide readership, and he did, he owned many newspapers across the country, but he also had a lot of political clout. And that's how in 1940, he got Congress to designate that third Sunday in May as I Am American Day, and Truman, you know, present the resolution. He set aside the day in honor of the American people, which is great. Again, I have no problem giving people kudos for doing this stuff. Think about what it takes to leave your country. Right? Get involved in it. Believe you have to leave your country, right? Leave it all behind, everything you know. I mean, we do it here in this country in a different way. You move from one state to another. You don't really know anybody there. Maybe there's a job opportunity for you or whatever. That's an awkward feeling. That's a hard place to be. You have to reestablish yourself. And these people moved across the country. Didn't even speak the same language. Weren't citizens. Had no rights. See, I have a right to be there. I moved from California to Texas to Arizona to wherever. I have a right to be there as an American citizen. Go look up your old Roman history. It was great to be a Roman citizen, I'll tell you what. You had rights that nobody else had. Any Roman-occupied area, anything that was under the Rome, guard or umbrella. And it's great to be an American citizen. The greatest country on this planet. And it's because of that Constitution and that Bill of Rights that the left wants to use for toilet paper that we are the greatest nation on the planet. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You don't really want to be elected. Take my word for it. You don't want to be elected. It's not as sexy or fun as it looks. I don't even know. If you think it's sexy and fun, there's something wrong with you. Anyway, we're talking about Constitution Day here on The Real Side with Joe Mancina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Now, found a clip from MRC. Yeah, or MRC TV, I should say. And it's a Constitution Day quiz. Now, under normal circumstances, right, this should be pretty easy, should it not? I mean, kind of what the generalities of what it is. We're not asking you to profess or to know or to understand the, Bill of Rights and every note in the Bill of Rights. We're not asking for that. Just a basic constitution. So make sure you have a barf bag close by. And let's find out truly what these people know or don't know about the Constitution. What do you think? Give it a shot.
Three of the amendments
any of the amendments in the Constitution?
Sure, the first, second, and the third.
Smartass.
I win.
I'm the smartass here.
The right to bear arms, the right second. To free speech,
the right to bear arms.
That's true, Second Amendment.
Second Amendment.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm clueless. I'm drawing a blank right now.
All right, name one.
Jesus.
No, he's not in the amendment.
One of them is about women, I think, being able to vote.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Let's see. Another one.
Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
No, that's wrong. That's the Declaration of Independence.
The right to bear arms, the right to assembly, freedom of speech.
So actually, the right to assembly and freedom of speech are in the same amendment. Can you name me three amendments to the Constitution? Any three.
Oh, gosh. Now you're taking me back to, like, Schoolhouse Rock.
Right to bear arms.
That's good. One.
Freedom of speech.
That's the First Amendment. Good.
And,
got two.
Had to do with
there's some really big ones at the very beginning, like the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, like the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that thing.
Pursue happiness.
No.
All right, I'm stuck.
If you could take out one thing of the Constitution or put something in, what would it be?
Well, the thing that I really am kind of wanting them to, and I know it's in the Constitution, the government shall make no laws that, you know, for the people that don't apply to them. But I don't think that's being upheld today.
You don't think so?
I think they're excluding, our lawmakers are excluding themselves from things like health care and, you know.
Wow. Oh, my God. Somebody, and again, she may not have it exactly, but she has the spirit of it, so we have to give her some points.
Benefits that a lot of us are, you know, subjected to because of the way that they're voting.
Same-sex marriage.
You would put same-sex marriage into the Constitution.
Now, for clarity, this is a few years ago. But it was one I could find with the most fun in it. But what do you think about that? Nothing's changed. Nothing's really changed as far as what we're teaching in schools and what have you. I mean, these are things that, and that I'd almost, if I had the right, if I had the ability, if I was president for an hour, I could do some bills that couldn't be repealed. One of them would be that the students needed to know our history. They needed to know American history. They needed to know American rules and laws and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The basics. Would that be asking too much?
Yeah. I would take out right to bear arms.
Okay, that's the Second Amendment. A lot of people would be very upset if you took that out. Well, why do you think it should go out?
Because there's too many people getting killed with guns that should not be in this world. I have one.
Yeah, what would you do?
I would put in free health care.
Free health care for everybody in the Constitution. Okay.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That should be a right. Health care should be a right for everybody no matter what. Now, don't you think our founding fathers, if they thought about this stuff, they would have put, you know, a lot of these things that you're against or that you think should be in there. Our founding fathers were around. They could have done it if they wanted to.
Leave it as it is, just in all honesty.
You think it's perfect as it is?
I'm not sure it's perfect as it is, but I don't think it's up for me to change it.
No, I don't have an opinion. This is something I would put in or such.
Keep it the same. It works pretty well.
It's working pretty well. Right. It's not perfect, but, you know, what is, right?
Maybe like our lawmakers should follow the stuff that's actually in there already. Well,
that's my argument already, too, to a big degree. We keep passing laws over laws we already have. If you didn't enforce the first seven of them, what makes you think you're going to enforce the new one you're going to put on? And that's the problem. We don't enforce the ones we already have. Almost 100% of the shooters in this country, other than the fact they run some kind of brain-altering drugs, other than that, because it's not a big deal, every one of them, the guns were obtained legally. The guns were obtained through, and it's funny how the left is only screaming about the people who got their guns obtained legally and not the ones that die in Chicago every week or Baltimore or other large cities run by Democrats. How about we figure out a way to get the illegal guns out? Why don't we start there? Wouldn't that be a great idea? Let's figure out a way to safeguard those people that are killed on a regular basis with illegal guns in big cities run by Democrats.
So, yeah, exactly. That would make them liable, or they have to follow the same laws as all of us, like Obamacare that's being...
They already do. We just don't force it. But how do you force that?
Upon all of us, that they're writing themselves an exception.
You know what I would do?
What?
I'd make a constitutional amendment that banned twerking.
Twerking, yeah.
Okay, I'm there. I got that one, too.
No kidding.
We can't allow children that are religious to, like... have prayer and whatnot in school because...
You would let them do that? You would let religious children, like, pray in public schools?
Yeah, I would. Okay. Absolutely. I think that that's part of the freedom of speech.
If you take away the right to bear arms, then people won't have them to protect themselves.
I wish she would cover her arms.
There's other ways to protect yourself.
Like?
Taekwondo.
You know, maybe some expansion on, you know...
Because that's what I would do. I would get that close to somebody who's trying to kill me. Because maybe like I don't know the terminology, but I might be like a belt one taekwondo and they're a belt five. That would be really good. That'd work out well, wouldn't it?
Putting constitutional right as to what the definition of marriage is.
Same-sex marriage would be okay.
You put it in?
Sure.
So you'd say anybody who wants to get married to anybody else can do that?
Yeah, it's everybody's own business.
Sir. I would definitely take out all men are not created equally.
Well, that's not really a...
in the Constitution, right? Oh, it is. Well, I'm not from Detroit, so...
Yeah. Women can vote, too, although some people are still like, I don't know about that one. I'm just kidding.
One way to get killed. I like the lady you said, you know, all men are created. Why would you take that out? Okay? All men are created equal, period. And if we didn't live by that, we've come a long way, haven't we? To all men being created equal, all men having equal rights. You got to have a starting point. Do you wait till it's perfect to put it in? Do you wait till it's perfect to say it? Or do you put it in there and start working towards it? Because if you're waiting for perfection, well, Jesus ain't coming back for a while. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
What else?
I think we're just... I don't know.
Yeah, we're just being dumb.
That seems to be a lot of...
This nation was founded on freedom.
And, that's right.
Not freedom from religion, but freedom of religion.
And freedom from twerking.
Yes.
What about you, twerking or no?
She's
a Miley Cyrus fan, isn't she? I know.
You know, really, seriously. Stop it. These are older people, too. These aren't young kids, 15, 16, 17, because I have one, but that one will really make you sick. I don't want you to do that. But this is why the schools need to teach this. This is why the colleges need to back this up. Come on, guys, really, seriously, think about something. We always put blame on the junior high and the high schools or the elementary schools, and that's, they should be teaching more history. No question about it. But that's not where it starts and stops. You should go on to college. You won't remember it. Nobody will remember. There's too many other things going on for them to remember or even want to remember that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation. Look, write this stuff down or text it to yourself or whatever you're doing. Or need to be doing, help support the show. There's a million ways you can do that. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can click on the donation button, 5, 10, 15, 20, 150, 3,000 a month, whatever you want to give one time or monthly helps the show tremendously. Also, the same thing with if you buy the books or buy the T-shirts, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. I tell you, so many of those chapters pertain to today, the spirit of what was going on, the spirit of what I was writing about. You heard me talk earlier tonight about the first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not, which basically means the left doesn't want you to have an absolute. You can't have a right or wrong. You can't have a boy or girl. You can't have this stuff because then you're held accountable. And we don't want that. My T-shirts, Russia made me do it. They sold pretty good for a while. Did you fall asleep? We need to sell some more. Anyway, all kinds of stuff on there. And again, if you want to be notified by email, give us your email address. If you want to be notified by text message, simply text TRS to 77222. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless. Don't do anything stupid because we want you back here with us tomorrow.